real. As long as it stays like an abstract concept in the mind, then it never becomes real. But see, you help make it a physical reality for me. And I also did the same thing for you. Right. So now, so when I think about, talk about this book, it's not an abstract concept. I have a witness, yeah. You see? Yeah. And then I feel like I'm achieving other witnesses, yeah, in this room also.
Oh, yeah.
You see what I mean? Yeah, I don't know about you, but I'm so tired of hearing people and hearing myself talk. I'm so sick of talking the truth, but not letting it come through our bodies as action, as feeling. You know what I'm saying? It's like, and so I'm tired of that in me. If I'm tired of that in somebody else, that's just me being tired of that in me. And so I want to go deeper in the course than I've ever done. And we're going to go deeper than we've ever done, you know. Take care. Okay. Because I feel like you want to know your magnitude. And you do want it to be something that's acted out in your physical body. And so continue to read chapter 15. The reason why chapter 15 and the part we're doing right now is so important is because this is a chapter that starts what it teaches on relationships. And everything that we're reading now is preparing us for the deepest part of the Course in Miracles. Chapter 15, 16, and 17, in my perception of all these years of studying it, are the deepest chapters in the book as far as having a radical effect on a person's consciousness and also bringing up the greatest resistance.
Yes.
So this is laying the foundation to have new relationships unlike any relationships you've ever had before. And it starts with, if you notice, it continually telling us that we are great and we are magnificent, mm-hmm, whether we realize it or not. That's what this whole thing has been over and over, because you can't enter a relationship and have a really different relationship unless you come from a position of wholeness. And you can't look at your ego honestly unless you're coming from a place of wholeness. You can't be honest with yourself until you start to feel whole enough to get out of denial about your own ego. And so that's what it's doing. It's like fortifying us for the storm. What is the storm? The storm of getting out of denial. Yeah, getting out of littleness. I'm going to get you out of littleness, but first you're going to have to see what you're doing to make yourself little. But I'm not going to show you that until you know you're not little. Then you can go right through it without beating yourself up. And you can say, oh, okay, I see what I'm doing. I'm going to do it different now. So this is powerful. This is very powerful. So read this section and then jump ahead and read the next one called Practicing the Holy Instant. Because that's going to be awesome too. Practicing the miracle instant, the healing instant, is what comes next. So if you read it on your own, then when I go over it with you in the class, it'll have a lot more power and a lot more meaning. Okay? All right? So tomorrow night at 7 is the next opportunity.
We were talking about God, mm-hmm, when I first came to here, I had a lot of resistance to come here because I had the book and I kept reading in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, it's just a Bible, it's like a Bible.
Mm-hmm.
And I had been involved in so many different religions, you know, I was Episcopalian, then I was Jewish, and then I was an atheist, and then I was, you know, I didn't know what it was.
Which is the most accurate religion? The religion of I don't know what the hell I am.
Sure, I kept saying, don't worry about it, just come, see your all, don't worry about it. I'm like, yeah, but it's going to be all about, you know, God.
Uh-huh.
And when you said you were just taught wrong, everything changed. And I think it's still important for when new people come in here, they're just taught wrong. And I now believe in God, and I believe in a higher power, and I believe in a creator, thanks to you and your teachings. Because I was just
talking. Yeah, that's what it is.
I was born taught. Right.
That's the key. Taught. And it's like my mother used to say, don't throw out the baby with the bath water. And I just wonder what the hell is she talking. And all of a sudden it hit me that what she's talking about, don't throw away the whole idea of a higher power just because what you, because of what you learned about it was so distorted and fearful and crazy,
right,
that you're going to throw out the whole concept of God just because of what you learned in your religion when you were coming up. And that's what I see so many people have done. It's just because they learn these fearful connotations of God, then they go, well, I don't believe in God. And what they're really saying, in my mind, I just transpose it, I don't believe in the God I was taught.
Right.
I don't believe in the God that punishes and the God that's vengeful, you know, but that's what I was taught.
Right.
So, you're right. I don't believe in God of fear,
right,
God of lack, God of attack. I'm the atheist of that God.
Right.
You know, but God, I didn't create myself. I didn't get up one morning and say, I'm going to make a Earl Purdy. The only thing that I made was my perception of myself. That's my creation. I'm making up how I see me. That's my creation, is my perception of Earl. And that's the ego. The ego is your perception of things. In the Course, I said, well, let me give you a new ego. The Holy Spirit, it's almost like looking at the Holy Spirit is almost like a new ego.
Right.
You know, it's like a perception of yourself based on love, where you're used to having a perception of yourself based on fear. Exactly. And then he says there's a whole world that goes with this new perception.
Mm.
And there's a whole new group of people that go with this new perception. Don't you want this new perception? Yes, I want it. Well, you got to let me give it to you. Oh.
Okay.
Oh, you want me to give it to you? Oh, you mean it's not something I make up? No, it's not nothing you make up. You mean it's a gift? Yes, it's a gift.
Mm-hmm.
Are you really good at accepting gifts? Not very good. You know, I'm much more addicted to what I make up than what's given to me. You know what I'm saying? I'm more attached to what I make up than what you give to me. Yeah. So we own to something. We own to something.
Yahoo.
Yahoo.
We're doing it.
Yahoo.
Yeah.
So
me too. I feel more love in the room. I feel more loving and connected to everyone in here. And I know it's not anybody else changing in here. I just find that my loving mind is being more reflected in this room. And it just keeps getting sweeter and sweeter. And a funny effect of it is, while I feel more love for everyone in here, and at the same time, I start to feel like I am the only one in here. And this whole lesson is just for me. Everyone's sitting here just because it makes it easy for me to take. But there's other people going through it with me.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
It makes total sense.
The two are having the same time. It's true.
It's this. Yeah. Yeah. Thank you.
Mm.
Thank you. All right, you masters.